Think of all the things you rely on each day. You know, those things that if something were to happen would suddenly throw your life into a big mess. Computer? Tablet? Phone? Electricity? Your car? I'm sure if you sat long enough, you could probably come up with a fairly long list. And it almost ends up being that our bad days tend to revolve around those things that we rely on most. You know, we're running late for work, and the car doesn't start. Suddenly we're having a bad day because the thing we relied on and was expecting to work suddenly failed. Our computer dies. And suddenly we can't get at all the work we need in order to accomplish today's tasks. There are certainly those things that we rely on in order to get things done, in order, in some ways, just to have a good day. I suppose one of those things we could look at and say, one of the things I rely on most is my relationship with God. As believers, as we go through each and every day, it's God whom we talk to. That when we mess up in life, we ask for forgiveness. When there are those moments we're afraid, like we talked about in our children's message, we talk to God and ask for strength and protection. For those difficult times in life, we talk to God and ask that He would be with us, that He guide us, that He'd strengthen us for whatever situation we might find ourselves in. In fact, it's that reliance on God that oftentimes gets us through those bad days when everything else that we thought was reliant and reliable suddenly wasn't so much. Listen to how John puts it in our second lesson today. As part of that lesson, he says in verse 16, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us." Why exactly can we know and rely on, as John puts it, the love God has for us? Well, the reason he points out is because God isn't some heavenly spiritual being far away from earth that isn't concerned with what goes on here. God isn't a distant God who wants nothing to do with us and our life or has no care about us and what goes on. Instead, John points out God lives in him, and he in God, talking about believers. God lives in believers, and they in God. God isn't far away. In fact, God is living in each one of us through faith. How is that possible? John describes it in the verse just before that. He says, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God." I think there's a better way to understand what John is talking about when he uses that word acknowledges. The Greek word doesn't have, I think, the flavor that we usually think of when we think of acknowledge. Like, acknowledge just is to say, well, something exists. Like, I could acknowledge that hockey is a sport. Doesn't mean I necessarily like hockey, or for that matter, even understand it. I'm just simply saying, hockey's out there. The word John is using is more than that. It's a confession. It's where a person is able to say, this is what I believe. I believe that Jesus is my Savior. And because of that, a believer is able to say, God is living in me because it's God who reveals that to me. It's why I know that God cares about me, because He's living in me and enables me to make that bold proclamation. Well, what exactly are we confessing? Not only that Jesus is the Son of God, but as John points it in the verse just before that one, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." By faith, we see we confess, we proclaim that Jesus is our Savior, the one whom God sent into our lives, the one whom God sent into this world to save us and all people from sin. Which is great news, isn't it? Because you, like me, mess up. And not just daily, but probably hourly, several times an hour, depending on the day, I suppose. We sin. God tells us that He wants us to love Him with all of our body, soul, mind, strength, and ability. And oftentimes it's God who takes the back seat to other things in life. God tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Boy, we don't do that. You and I, we mess up. We sin. It's why it's such good news to hear then that we have a Savior. That God has revealed to us and opened our eyes to see exactly who Jesus is and what He's done for us. How He's saved us from our sin. And the only way you and I are able to see that, to confess that, to proclaim that, well, John talks about that in the first verse of our text. We know that we live in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit. God sent His Holy Spirit, and through the Word and Sacrament has created a faith in our hearts that enables us to see our Savior, that enables us to know and trust that what Jesus did, He didn't just do for others, but that He did it for me. That when Jesus died on the cross, He did it to take away my sin. He did it to take away your sin. And now He's sent that Holy Spirit to nurture and grow that faith that lives in your heart. And through that faith, John tells us God lives in us. And we in God. And as a result, John says, so we know and rely on the love God has for us. A love that we can rely on, a love that we know, a love that strengthens us each and every day, a love that reminds us when we're scared and afraid that God is still there and with us, a love that points us to the forgiveness He's won for us when our conscience bothers us, throws guilt in our face over things we've done. It's love from God that we can rely on 100% each and every day. Love that we can trust because of an empty tomb. Easter was the most, well, is the clearest demonstration of God's love for us, isn't it? Jesus died for our sin, and then on Easter showed that sin was, that payment made for sin was complete. He raised Jesus from the dead. We've been talking about it all through Easter, how the empty tomb is full of different things. Love among them. God's love for us. It's so important because now as we hear from John at the end of his letter, it's that love that led Jesus to do all of that, that love that fills our hearts, that love that is so a part of each and every one of our days is reliable. And not reliable like our computers or our phones or our cars, that are reliable until the day we need them and they don't work. But God's love is something we know and can rely on each and every day because God's love for us doesn't change. Take comfort in that love. Rely on that love. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond our understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.